Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm on a roll here. So I've got a backlog of podcasts that are edited and ready to go, but I'm spreading them out through the weeks because you're all going to get incredibly bored. I hope some of you come forward to cook and share your recipes if you're confident. Just to say, I'm just recording on an iPhone. I'm just using voice memos. I did have to get a friend to lift the volume on podcast 2 because I was a bit quiet. I will try and speak up a tad. Just tidying this up a bit. A few things have got caught in the drawer and they're stopping it opening. So this that I'm doing is a simple veggie stew. One pan, what's not to like? I love things that are just done in a pan. So simple. So I've just got my tin opener out because I've got this, I put chickpeas in. So to just run you through what I put in, and you can make as much or as little as you like, depending on whether it's just for yourself. Now this will keep, I've kept this for the day after, and actually it's quite nice reheated because all those flavours have kind of mixed and settled together, so it's quite nice. You could of course add meat to it. I know people like to put corned beef in a stew, you could put a bit of chicken in, that kind of thing. So what I'm putting in here is a tin of tomatoes, a tin of chickpeas, which I'm about to drain and rinse. So I always tend to rinse the chickpeas. I've been told that's what you should do, so that's what I do. Just drain in those first. And I keep them in the tin and I keep the lid, when I use the tin opener to take the lid off, I just keep the lid. And then just drain it out. Just hold your fingers over the lid, drain it out, and then fill it with water. Drain it out again, and then fill it with water again. Give it a little shake, obviously keeping your fingers on top to stop the chickpeas falling out. And drain it again, and that will do nicely. So, that's my chickpeas. I'm using a big tin of chickpeas. It's quite hard to come by little tins of chickpeas. You can sometimes grab them. Got a tin of tomatoes here, and I've got one that's got the ring pull on it, so nice and easy, although it's quite stiff. That's it. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I've got a pan here. Now you do need a lid for your pan for this one, so I'm going to tip, this is as simple as it is, right? Tip your tomatoes in. You could use chopped tomatoes, you could use plum tomatoes and just chop them up if you felt that was easier. Chuck your chickpeas in. You could use any pulses really if you're doing a veggie one. If you particularly like the cannellini beans or the black beans, anything like that. Or you could do a mix. If you've got a few, say, smaller tins in, or you can sometimes get a tin of mixed beans. So, if you fancied that, you could do that, because this is that's the protein, you see, so for me. So I've got some carrots, I've got a red onion, I've got two stock cubes, these are veggie stock cubes, but if you wanted to, you could use whatever, chicken, and I've got two cloves of garlic, just for extra flavour. Now what you could do is get a tin of tomatoes that's got garlic and herbs in it. I've done that before and that's quite nice, and if you're not, don't want to be peeling garlic and things, it's an option. And you could put, now I'm not putting potatoes in because I'm low carb at the moment, but what I used to do is put potatoes in. So I just peel some potatoes and cube them, and they don't have to be really accurate, because what you're going to do, you're going to put a lid on this and you're going to cook it, and you're going to stir it occasionally just to mix things up, and and that's it. So like I say, you could put a bit of corned beef in, you could cook up, you could put a bit of chicken in, you could put some I suppose you could put some braising steak or stewing steak in. As at the moment, Rob, my husband, is he's using the slow cooker today, and he is doing braised steak with onions in the slow cooker. He likes meat, and I'm not a red meat eater at all. I just doesn't float my canoe, as I like to say. But so we're both cooking separately today. But the slow, it's great to have that. I mean, sometimes I'll just put 2 pans on the hob and I'll do Rob a stew with corned beef in it, which he quite likes, and I'll put potatoes in and you know, just the same as I've put in mine, apart from the chickpeas. But I'll just replace, so the protein for him is the meat that I put in, or if you can call corned beef meat. I know a lot of people like it. It's not my thing at all. I just don't like it. But yep, so I'm gonna pop my kettle on to boil because I'm gonna need some hot water. So I've got my garlic here, peeled, and just collecting all my peelings as normal in a little bag. So I'm just gonna chop this garlic, and while I'm doing it, I'm gonna top and tail the carrots and chop the onion. So if you've got any, you know, one pot meals, stews and things that you do, I mean, the one that I did last time in podcast 3, that was a one pot, because that was the just done in a pan. And actually, I think everything I've done up to now has been a one pot, which I just, you know, when you've had a busy day at work and you just don't want to be faffing about making elaborate meals, it's, you know, and it's about as easy as it gets, I suppose, having one pan on your hob. I've got a lot of other recipes I want to try, so I will record some of them, and you might just have to accept the fact that some of them it'll be that I've, you know, it's the first time I'm cooking it, so it will be an experiment as to how it goes. Most of them are veggie, but there are some other fish dishes. There's one that I really like that I will do at some point. It's one that my daughter and I really like, and that does have chorizo in it. Now, I do quite like chorizo. I know it's a, you know, it's not veggie or anything. So I'm just putting this garlic that I have. All I've done is peeled the garlic and sliced it as thinly as I can. Now, you could be more elaborate than that if you want to. You could, you know, you could cut your slices and really chop it, or you could use your garlic crusher, or you don't have to use garlic if you don't like it. That's absolutely fine, but I just think it adds extra flavour. If you didn't use garlic, or as well as, you know, you could use extra herbs, you could put a pinch of cayenne in there, you could put some mixed herbs in, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you like, really, would be perfect. That's a bit of a big piece of garlic, so I am just going to chop that one a little bit more. There we go. Throw that in. Now, that's my kettle boiled, so... Right, I've got my red onion here, which I'm just going to top and tail. So yeah, if you've got any ideas, you know, easy meals for the working people, you know, quick and easy meals is I think is really good. But also, you know, if you've got something more elaborate that perhaps, you know, someone might want to do when they've got more time, you know, perhaps on a weekend, or if you, you know, or if you, you know, if you're not working and you've got that more time and cooking is your thing, then, you know, feel free to share, because, you know, this is what it's all about, and it's passing on those tips and those hints for other people to enjoy, because I know there are quite a lot of people, visually impaired people, who want to get more confident in the kitchen, you know. And starting simple, and I know to some people they'll think this sounds bizarre, but starting simple with something like cheese on toast or beans on toast, you know, it's food, isn't it? You know, if you use whole grain toast, I was once told by somebody who is, you know, taught nutrition and stuff, that whole grain toast and baked beans is you know, it's not a bad thing to have fibre-wise and things like that. So if you, you know, if you can't do complicated, what I might do one day is do scrambled eggs, and I do scrambled eggs in the microwave. Now, I've got friends who wouldn't dream of doing that. They really, you know, they want to do it in a pan, but no. Quick and easy, you can put some cheese in if you want, you know, and I just, it's what I'm going to do, because normally for breakfast I have Greek yogurt with berries, usually raspberries and blueberries, but sometimes I mix it up a bit, and I just find a bit of onion peel that I'm going to get rid of. There you go. But I'm going to mix it up a bit. I sometimes put some seeds in there, like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. I sometimes sprinkle over some toasted almonds or something like that, just to get a bit of extra crunch with it. You could do, you could do what you want, really. You could use strawberries, blackberries, anything. You could chop up some apple even. I'm going to start having a couple of scrambled eggs for breakfast, I think, sometimes, especially if I know I'm going to be going out in the morning for work, just something a bit more substantial for to start off the day. So if you want to share what your breakfast ideas, I know some people love muesli, some people make their own muesli. I've tried that, it was okay years ago. I tried making some muesli, but some people love porridge. I can't abide the stuff, don't like porridge at all. I wouldn't consider myself a fussy eater particularly, but there are certain things that I just can't abide, porridge being one of them. Just putting this onion in here, just splitting up the layers so that it mixes up better. When you cut an onion, sometimes if you haven't cut it exactly, you need to pull it apart and just pull the layers apart and throw it in your pan. So, if you liked, sweet corn and peas, see, sweet corn is one of them things I don't like porridge, I don't like sweet corn, I don't like bananas. Anything else, as long as, don't eat meat, but that's a lifestyle choice, really. Other than I might eat a little bit of chicken sometimes, but not really. I haven't eaten chicken for quite a few weeks now, it's more a lifestyle choice, although I'm not a big fan of red meat. But other than that, I will eat most things. I love vegetables, I love fruits apart from bananas, vegetables apart from sweet corn. Funnily enough, my dad didn't like sweet corn either, but my mum did. That's this onion pretty much done. So yeah, the thing I'm probably struggling with the most for lunch is lunch, with being low carb, because you reach for a sandwich, don't you? It's quick and easy. So I'm tending to go for salad-y options. I'm having some feta cheese, which I love, with olives, and salad-y bits and pieces, which is quite nice and healthy, but it does obviously take prep. So I'll try and keep it simple. Perhaps use cherry tomatoes, so you can just cut them in half and chuck them in, or chuck them in whole, depending on your preference. Slice a few bits of cucumber, chuck some olives in, crumble some feta in, and put it all on a bed of spinach and rocket, and things like that. And that's quite nice. And sometimes I've got celery in or radishes, I'll chop some of them up as well. If anyone's got any sort of low-carb lunchtime ideas, do share. I'd be really interested. So that is the onion in. So now we're going to top and tail the carrots. I used to find it fascinating as a child. My gran used to peel potatoes with a knife. I just couldn't do it. And I wonder if anyone else's grandparents or parents used to do that. It's interesting. The way people used to do things years ago. I find that quite fascinating. I remember sitting with my gran when I was a child, and she used to pickle her own onions. They were much more sort of did things from scratch, didn't they? Which is what I'm trying to do now. More, cooking from scratch. It's healthier. I know what's going into my food, into my meals, which is what you want, really, isn't it? I get that if it's tricky, you're not very confident. Which is why we're doing this, to try and encourage people, because I will emphasise again, I am not, and you could ask my family, I am not a natural cook. I don't enjoy cooking. It's a means to an end, and I don't expect my hubby to prepare two meals. sound just holding the carrot in one hand and turning it gradually and going down in smooth strokes with this battery operated peeler. If anybody wants the link for this, let me know, because it is quite quick and it's great for if you've got struggle with dexterity, really. I suppose this, you're not having to use any strength in your wrist or anything on your hands, so if you do struggle with that, then this might be the way to go. Of course you can buy ready done carrots, but I, in this stew, I like my carrots cut into rounds, and I'm not a big fan of tinned carrots, so I would be more inclined to peel my own, and then I can cut them into discs. I'm very strange, but if I'm having carrots as part of a meal, I like them julienne. I don't like round slices. I don't mind mashed carrots with swede, or mashed carrots on their own with butter and salt and pepper. That's quite nice. But yeah, I'm quite particular about how I like my carrots in different dishes. And with different meals, so I'm doing 4 carrots here because they're not very big. So obviously, you can judge, And I've known people put. I used to have a neighbour who used to do a similar stew to this. She was vegetarian, and we used to chat about what we did and stuff, with our meals and things. And she used to put broccoli into hers sometimes, or she'd slice up courgettes. To make it, so tomatoes, onions, carrots, broccoli, sometimes potatoes, sometimes the pulses. You could really just, you've got your tomato base. If you don't like tomatoes, you could just use stock. And I've done that, stock. Onions, garlic, carrots, potatoes, if you want them, and you could use your pulses and anything else. So if you put some peppers in, they would go quite soft, but broccoli. And if you wanted to, you could make it into a soup, you could blend it down if you wanted to, and do it into a sort of vegetable soup, which would be quite nice. If you didn't, you could do it as a vegetable soup. You could stir, you could cook your pulses through it later if you wanted the texture of the pulses, the beans or the chickpeas. You could also use leeks. You could chop up some leeks. Can be a bit faffy, leeks, to clean and everything. You could use some shallots. They're quite difficult to peel, quite time consuming compared to a normal onion. But a bit of a different flavour, and all sorts of things, so many different things you could do. I'm doing this today because I'm using up things that I've got in the fridge and the cupboard before we do another sort of weekly shop, and I'm out and about quite a bit this week for work, so that's those done. Wanted to use those up. So I wanted to use things up. Let's put this back on. It's this battery operated opener comes on a little stand, so I'll wash that later. So it is a versatile meal, but like I say, normally I'd do this in sort of the colder months, but it's just a case of doing something healthy and filling, and something for this evening. So just clearing away the potato carrot peelings to get those out of the way, because I don't want those going in the pan. So again, I'm using a glass chopping board for all of this. We've got a slate chopping board as well, but this is the bigger one, the glass one, so more room so things don't fall off or anything fall off the edge. Right, that's everything peeled. Let's slice these carrots to so you can do them as thick as it depends on how long you've got to cook. What I find is that this takes quite a while to cook down, and I think it's because of the tomatoes. When I do a pot for my husband and I do a veggie one for me, his doesn't have tomatoes in, his just has stock, and his cooks a lot quicker. And I think the stock must cause it to cook quicker. There's probably some chemical reason for that, but I don't know. But the tomatoes seems to slow down the cooking process, we've noticed, which is interesting. So allow yourself a bit of time to do this, which is why I'm doing this sort of mid-afternoon, so I can get it on a light and it'll be ready for sort of about half five. Because I'm trying to eat earlier, because I'm finding that I sleep better if I eat earlier. Oops, move that out of the way. The last bit of your carrot is always a difficult bit to cut, because it's you've not got much to sort of hold. So that's one carrot. Just chuck all that into the pan. Gauge if I want to use all four. If I don't, my husband will just use it for he'll put potatoes and carrots in the steamer for him to have with his braised steak this evening. It's lovely weather here in Tynmouth today, not as hot as it has been, thank goodness, as we all have. We've had really intense heat, difficult for those of us with guide dogs, of course. And pet dogs, but obviously a working dog, it just complicates things more, doesn't it? But yeah, I hope you've all been managing to stay safe and get support with your dogs and things if you need it. Nearly done the second one. This is a bit bigger, this carrot. They're not huge. I do need to get some new knives. I might pause this in a minute while I do the other two carrots, just so you're not just listening to me chopping. And chop this in. So yeah, if you're interested in cooking for us, helping out, doing something, then just email us info@vitalk.co.uk. Or you can put a comment under this post and let us know. I'm just gonna okay. So carrots are in. So I've got my two stock cubes here. I ended up only using three carrots, so I've left one for my hubby to add to his later. So I've got two stock cubes here, two veggie stock cubes. Like I say, you could use any flavour you like. I'm just going to crumble them into a mug. If you've got a jug, you could use that. Pyrex jug or something. Has anyone found a good measuring jug? Does anybody use any measuring jugs, and have you found any better than others? I know there's audio measuring jugs, but I believe they're not very accurate, so which would you say is the best one to use of those on the market at the moment? That would be useful. I know the RIB have just brought out some bowls that have measurements on them. I think they're tactile measurements, and I think they look quite nice, the bowls. I think they're meant to be quite, not just the usual nondescript stuff that we're sometimes expected to use, but yeah, I think they're quite nice and would look quite nice in the kitchen from what I have seen of the description. So I've just crumbled those, so I'm just going to wash my hands. Measuring jugs. I've got measuring cups because I've got a slow cooker crock pot recipe app, which I've had for a couple of years, and some of the recipes are great. A lot of the recipes are measured in cups because they are American. So one of my friends, when she was over here, she kindly brought me a set of cups over from America, and they've got Braille and print on them. which is amazing, and they're so useful. So I am filling the mug with hot water because I just boiled the kettle again. I'm just going to grab a spoon and just give this a mix. And then I'm going to put this in the pan with all the rest of the ingredients. And then I'm just going to put that there. So I've used quite a small mug, so I'm going to, so I can fit it right into the pan, so I'm not going to risk slopping it onto my cooker. And then I'm just going to, because I've used quite a small mug, I'm going to put a little bit more water in just to rinse out any bits of stock cube that haven't got, that have, you know, got caught on the bottom or anything. Shouldn't be, but just put a spoon. There we go. So you don't want as much. If I was doing this for my husband with the, or for somebody for with the say corned beef, I'd use probably about a pint of stock, because there'd be no other liquid in it other than what comes off your ingredients. For this one, I'd probably use maybe just over half a pint, possibly, I'd say. Just getting a spoon. Well, it's again, I'm using silicone here. Most all our cooking utensils really are silicone now. And this one is, it's like a very small slotted spoon. So before I put a light under this, I'm just going to give it all a good mix round to get everything combined and get all the ingredients under the stock and into the tomatoes. Just get that garlic going through it and everything. Just gently moving it around. I got these silicone utensils off Amazon. I think it was a set of 9. You get silicone tongs, a slotted spoon, you get a fish slice, you get a smaller spatula with no, you know, no slots in it. What else do you get? You get a ladle, or even a balloon whisk, which I don't think I've ever used, to be honest. And it came with a container to put it in, which is quite nice, like a metal container. So I just need to put a light under this. Down a little bit. This is on one of the back rings on my cooker, just mainly so it's out of the way, really. If anyone's in the kitchen, like I say, you will need a lid for this. So I need to fish out my pan lid out of the cupboard. There it is. And you can basically set this to cook, give it a stir again just to make sure everything's mixed up, and then you can put a lid on it and pretty much forget about it. Just, you know, come back every sort of 10-15 minutes and give it a stir and just make sure that it's not on too high a heat, so that your you know, nothing's going to catch. So there it is, there's my lid on. And if you try this, or you try it with perhaps different ingredients, just, that's whistling a bit because it's better, I think. Then, you know, if you try it, let me know. Let me know if you add anything to it. Let me know if you put any meat in it or anything like that. Or if you put any different vegetables in it. And yeah, bon appetit.